I need help. I don't know how to be happy. I'm in a spot right now in my life, currently under a blanket with a space heater on me. And what is that? The fire alarm or whatever is going to go off on and on because I can't find the battery, whatever. It's a big house. Anyways, and if you don't know what this is Talking Tough, where I share my thoughts. It's a digital diary of sorts, and it's raw. It's meant to be raw and uncut to mimic real life. Anyways, this is called How to Be Happy, but I have not been for like a week or so. And I don't know. I don't know how to get out of it. I don't know how to get out of this spot. It's weird because I'm always the one that says, dude, you gotta. Yes, but part of this is transparency. And I'm like, I always keep it 100. I don't know how to lie on here. And it's like, I've been in the spot where I'm wearing myself out, bro. In my head, I just had a migraine today. I had to walk outside and I'm just trying to think and get out of my spot. I just wrote, it's right now, it's like 12:30 while I'm doing this. We just watched a movie as a family. My brother's back in town. Shout out my dog. And my sisters came, and it's always nice to have your family around. And we just watched the King movie on Netflix. It was dope, and it's my first movie in, like, literally, oh, I can't even remember when the last time I watched a movie. But even just waking up Wednesdays, I don't go to the gym, so I was just reading and deep into a binge of trying to study etymology, and it's just a lot of crazy stuff. But I say all that to say this, I'm wearing myself thin, bro. I really am. And when I do that, it's like a loss of direction. I know this podcast is important to me. I write about it every day. Overcoming the negative voice is important, especially in our world now, whether you're a young adult, whether you're a student, whether you're going into another phase of your life, your career, your health, your wealth, relationships. There's always a voice that ticks at it, that fights at it. Even me speaking right now, I have a voice that comes after me. And so I know that's important. And I know that's part of my mission. But it's like, bro, when I make that all that I am and all that I do, bro, it just, I don't have any happiness. And I have an inner joy that comes from the Lord. I pray, I speak, I talk to my God every single day, countless times. I study and I enjoy that part. I really do. But that's like an inner peace, an inner joy, inner foundational spot that I am in. It's an inner thing. And maybe it's surface level. Not really. I'm just not happy, bro. I'm not happy. And a lot of that is because I wear myself out and the stress level gets high. Whether it's, I don't know what I don't know with this pod and I'm trying to read and what should I go next and how should I do it and where's the money coming from and what do I do and what is the right thing for me to be doing? I could be doing all these things, all these opportunities, but what's the right thing? And I sit here and I stress, bro. Almost to the point where I'm just sitting here crippling, like it's weird, bro. And it's like, outside looking in, it's just like, just do something. And it's like, I do, but then I feel like I gotta know everything. Like, I take so many courses on just random stuff, you'd be surprised. Like I know I'm gonna speak later on, probably in a month, so I'm reading, I'm writing different stories every day. And I know that I like filming, and so I'm just in a film class, and I know that just the editing style, I got to learn everything, and I'm trying to learn the different softwares for Photoshop, and it's like, it might seem one thing to somebody listening to it, but I know even in your life, there's certain things that you just have a urge to learn, or you're doing something that doesn't make sense to other people, but it's like, bro, I'm not honoring Norrence. I'm not honoring who I am. I wrote something the other day in one of my passages. It was something about dating yourself and about how you should be as nice and kind and like you would be with a partner. Like you should be that for yourself. And I'm not like that for myself. I'm not like that for myself at all. I always think I gotta achieve to breathe. Not even to just have a great day, just to breathe. Like, okay, you did something today. All right, next day. And I get so regimented on my schedule. It's so annoying. It's like, I don't know how to get out. Like, I just wrote in my whatever that I write in. It's a nice little binder, whatever. And I just wrote today. I said, I need help. I need help. I need help. And it wasn't like a dark, I need help. Because I know my help comes from the Lord. And if you're in a dark place like that, it's essential to know and to ask for help and to reach out. But then I am in a place where it's like, my disposition as a person is not to ask for help. Because it's like, my mind really wants me to have pride. Pride gets in the way from asking for help. But then it's like, you get to a place where you're so exhausted, you don't even know what to ask for. You don't even know what to ask for. I don't know. And it's like, you just want someone to know, but that's not fair for the other person that you just... And then it's like, you want to talk to somebody. And it's like, what are we going to talk about? Because when you're so stressed out and your mind is on one thing, you forget how to live and communicate as a person. So then you're just stuck. And then you're disconnected from any other relationship or any other person because you don't know what to say, because you've been disconnected so long, because you're so stressed out in what you're doing. And it's a choice to be stressed out, and I'm stressing myself out. But it's like, I don't know any other alternative. I don't know any other alternative. If you're listening to this and you're like that, I'm asking these same questions. How to be happier? How to be happier? And as I'm thinking it through, it's that could be a big reason why I'm unhappy. It's time management. It's time blocking, which I do, but it's knowing your capacity. You can't do everything under the sun, bro. You will wear yourself out and you'll be pissed off at you. You'll be pissed off at your family. You'll be pissed off at your friends. You'll just be pissed off at everybody for no reason and it won't make any sense. So it's what? Like cognitive dissonance. I don't know why I've been using that the last couple of days, but it's that in your mind because it's like, that's not right. I should talk to them. I should do that. But then you don't know why you feel a certain way, but you just do. It's a weird existence, bro. And then you just want to time out. And then you just lash out. Nah, bro. This life is not for that. But I don't want to feel like I'm lazy either. I'm not lazy. I don't know what that is. But I just want to be happy. How do you become more happier? What helps you get to a place where you can actually voice that, hey, I'm happy today. Hey, I like this in my day. I know a week and a half earlier I was happy. It's because I got a nice, consistent process. I wake up really early. And now that I'm up so late, I'm like, dang, I got to wake up at 6:30 or 6. I got to be on it. I don't want to be tired. I want to have a fresh revival in the morning. And then if I don't, I feel down. Then I feel late. And then since it was not sunny and it had been cold outside, I haven't gotten to the park and gotten to walk and haven't got to take photos. And that kind of brings me happiness. It's just, bro. I used to say, I'm in joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Happiness is an extra. I used to say that. I lied. I actually would like happiness. And I'm content inside. I am definitely content inside. Don't get me wrong. I'm content inside. I'm content with who I am. I'm content with my relationship in God. I'm content with my place. I'm content because I'm content. All right. But right now in this moment, the moments matter because life is filled with moments. I'm not happy. And I know today the thing that made me happy is when I shot content and I was just speaking. And every time I do a podcast or something, it makes me happier. Maybe because I'm expressing in the ways that I express. This is why I kind of want to do it. And then I wrote that a couple days ago. Is this a selfish endeavor? Is this a selfish endeavor? Because I'm expressing it. It makes me feel good. Is it? It's just weird, man. In your life, in your story, what brings you happiness? What brings you happiness, and how can you have a bite-sized piece of happiness every single day? I know music helps me, but then when I feel like I'm behind, I can't listen to music. I gotta read. I gotta learn something. I gotta write something. I gotta actually hold it in and keep it, let it stick. Like, I gotta write. I gotta write. What brings you happiness? Know that this moment will pass, and I'm speaking to myself. This moment will pass, and don't live your life off of a temporary feeling, because feelings change. I'm talking to myself. Feelings change, feelings pass. So even if you feel it, does not mean and does not give you the right to move into your life based off your feeling. No. I base my life off my principles, off my foundation, off my values, on who I am. I'm a believer. And the Spirit of the Lord is within me. He didn't make me to be unhappy. So I got to figure that out. And I got to wrestle that out. And I got to fight that out. It's a spiritual warfare. Everything is. And I always do that. I always do that. So I don't have to accept the unhappiness. But the feeling, I do bring it to the forefront and say and call it for what it is. But I'm not about to just sit here. Bye.